ABC News political analyst Alex Castellanos. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Alex, here's my fear, all right? I think the more there are pictures of these little kids behind a cage and crying for their parents, in the swing states where a lot of Republicans are up for election with the House of Representatives, it could be tough for them. I mean, I think a lot of women who may have voted for Trump are going to have a hard time with this issue. What do you think?
Are you thinking that kids in cages just may not go over well with really?
Bad optics.
Yeah, I think that could be. Look, it's hard to imagine, though, that the a bit like asking, hey, the 105th glass of poison that I take, is that going to hurt me? It's probably the first 100 that got you. And Republicans are in so much trouble now that I'm not sure that this is going to hurt that much. But it is vivid. It is on TV. Even Hillary Clinton, of course, has weighed in. So, you know, Republicans must be in trouble. She said that she has studied the Bible and that what Republicans are doing here is in clear violation of all six commandments that she's familiar with.
Well, not thou shalt not lie. She's not familiar with that
she's
one.
She's not familiar with the other one about adultery, and I get you. Okay. But here's the thing that I'm curious about. The president, you know, and his supporters are saying it's the Democrats' fault and they need a bill in Congress. And when the truth of the matter is, he can just, with a wave of his hand, he can, you know, have parents and kids not separated. Will he not do that because it's just not in his nature? I mean, he's getting a lot of brushback from both sides of the aisle, but is he such a, you know, does he hold his position and he refuses to move because that's just his personality?
You know, it's so easy to accuse Trump of politics, and when you do, you're so often right. But there is a real serious issue here that Trump, maybe to his credit, is actually trying to do something about. The number of illegal immigrant families coming here from Central America has gone up in the last year 435%. Why is that? Well, it's because previous presidents were doing what we're saying Trump should do now, which is don't break up these families. These families have been allowed to come here, and what happens, according to law, is that you either have to let the family come in and keep them together, but then, if you keep them together, you got to let them olly-olly oxen free in 21 days. That's what the courts say. Or you have to break the family up and keep the parents. Well, a lot of immigrants have figured out that if I come here with kids, I've got my ticket. And the way Obama and the way George Bush, Republicans and Democrats, reacted to this was, hey, olly olly oxen free. We're going to come in, process them, and ask them to show up for hearings in 21 days. Well, they never do. And what that has produced is this crisis. So what's Trump trying to do? He's actually trying to stem the flow of this blank check that two previous administrations have created. It is tough, but it's tough love. It is the right thing to do something to stem the flow of this.
Alex, is there any scenario in which the Democrats sit down with Trump to try to hammer out some sensible immigration policy? Are the Democrats thinking this is great for us and for our base? We want to keep Trump keeping the family separated because it's going to help us in the fall.
You know, just when we think we can't drag politics any lower than it already is, we find a moment like this when you would think, Michael, that yes, if this doesn't bring folks together to do something about it, then what would? And no, I don't think there's much of a chance at all. Ted Cruz has a bill, of all things. The don't break up families and cost me my reelection bill. But it's actually a pretty good piece of legislation that says, look, keep these families together, put them in almost internment camps, which is terrible, but then process them in 14 days and either ship them back or let them go. That may pick up a little momentum, but I suspect it would be on a partisan basis.
We're on the air with Alex Castellanos, the fine ABC News political analyst in Washington. And just to get off immigration for one second, the story which caught my eye in the last 24 hours was that, you know, we've got everything solved here on Earth, so let's take over outer space. Let's have a space force to be the sixth branch of our military floating around there in outer space. Your thoughts, Alex?
Oh, it is time we had lying saucers. Flying saucers. Yeah. No, I think it's actually a great idea. You know, economic power for the U.S. for the last 100 years has been control of the sea lanes. 90% of global trade goes on the seas. Who controls the sea lanes? The U.S. We have the most powerful military and navy in the world. But now there's a new ocean. There's an ocean over our heads. Satellite weapons, all of those things, our communications can disrupt everything. If the next generation of military power is over our heads, and this president is prescient and foresighted, of all things, we're accusing Donald Trump of seeing the future and taking us there. It sounds like a joke. It's a great idea, way overdue.
All right. Alex Castellanos, ABC News political analyst. It's always good to have your thoughts here with us. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Be with you.